From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The head of Russia's security service said Tuesday that last month's deadly plane crash in Egypt's Sinai region was a terrorist act and that explosives were found on both the wreckage and luggage from the aircraft. The Federal Security Service chief said the blast came from an improvised explosive device made up with up to 1 kilogram of TNT. The FSB also announced a $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to find and punish whoever was responsible and called on the country's partners to help identify the culprits. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday the Islamic State group will feel even greater pressure in the coming weeks as the United States, France, and other allies increase their efforts against the militants. He spoke in Paris after meeting with French President François Hollande and discussing different ways in which their governments can be more effective in battling the Islamic State. The talks came days after a series of shootings and suicide bombings that killed at least 129 people in Paris. Mr. Obama also highlighted recent gains, saying the militants now control only a quarter of Syria's northern border. A train derailed Tuesday in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province, killing at least 12 people and injuring more than 50 others. The train was carrying nearly 300 passengers when it went off the tracks in the mountainous district near Quetta on its way to Rawalpindi. Officials blame the accident on brake failure. The train's driver and two assistants were killed. VOA News.